The Marshall Square will be filled with vendors, classic cars, and lots of activities for adults and children today. The Marshall Cultural Council's Shopping Under the Sun event is scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock this morning. Brenda Madrano explains there will be a lot of activities for children.
We have an expanded kids area this year, so bring your kids, bring your nieces and nephews, grab the kids off the side of the street. Come on to the square. We have a petting zoo, which is free to the public. We have a magic show that starts at noon. And then we have a silt walker that's going to be here. He was here last year. He does a great job. We have bounce houses. We have the bumper boats and all that fun stuff. We also have a rock wall and some other carnival areas. So just a lot of fun things for the kids to do this year. So bring them on out and let them have a good time.
The chalk walk has been popular in the past, and Kathy Green says it's likely to be again this year. As of July 27th, she said there were nearly 20 persons entered in the free event. Contestants can purchase their chalk at the event or bring their own. Ashley Boak says there will be music throughout the day.
Well, there's going to be live music throughout the whole entire day, but that evening we're going to have a beer garden. Admission is $10 to the beer garden from 5 p.m. to midnight, so there's no admission or any charges to come on the square prior to that. The only admission is at 5 p.m. to midnight, and that is $10. We do ask if you bring cash. There's several ATMs, different banks located on the square for you to get that cash.
Boak says the square will be jam-packed.
We want to spread the word to as many people as possible because, let me tell you, this square is going to be jam-packed. We have filled every inch of the square between the car show. We have over 10 food vendors with a nice variety of fair-type foods, kids' activities. We have over 80 craft vendors that are going to be around the square. So it is going to be jam-packed and full. Great day for everyone.
In addition to all of that, there will also be a classic car show, and awards will be handed out at about 3 p.m. Chris Cakes from Kansas City will be on hand, and there will be a pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. to noon. All the proceeds from those events go to benefit the Midwestern Hydrocephalus Coalition. The Marshall Public Schools SAFE program is hosting an event to alleviate the needs of students for the 2021-22 school year today. According to the organization, a Stuff the Bus event will be held from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Walmart in Marshall. Some ideas for donations include backpacks, flash drives, glue, markers, crayons, binders, highlighters, calculators, pens, pencils, Sharpies, pencil pouches, Post-it notes, note cards, graph paper, composition book, notebooks, dry erase markers, large towels, glue sticks, Kleenex, scissors, baggies, folders, and scientific calculators. If you wish to make a monetary donation, you can use the link posted in this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. By state law, Missouri's sales tax holiday begins the first Friday in August and continues through the following Sunday. Certain back-to-school purchases, such as clothing, school supplies, computers, and other items as defined by the statute, are exempt from state sales tax for this time period only. This year, the sales tax holiday for the entire state began at 12:01 yesterday morning and runs through 11:59 tomorrow night. Now, for the Sedalia 200 School District, it says its supply lists are available online through teacher lists. To find your student's list online, you can go to teacherlists.com, and then you can find more information on how to do all of that by going to this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Parents have the option to purchase all the items from a variety of stores with one click at the top of the page. While name brands are listed for some items, you are not required to purchase the name brand version of any item. There is a supply list for Smith Cotton freshmen, but due to the number of possible class schedules, all other Smith Cotton High School students will get lists of needed supplies from their teachers on the first day of school, Wednesday, September 1st. You're listening to news on KMMO. Marcus Wells, age 59, of Fayette, died Friday. Funeral arrangements are pending at Fremont Free's funeral home in Fayette. Graveside service for 104-year-old Evelyn Marshall of Marshall, who died July 31st, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old Dorothy Fox of Jefferson City, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at Freeman Mortuary in Jefferson City, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 78-year-old Russell Brashears of rural Nelson, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at Marshall Family Worship Center, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Mount Carmel Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 60-year-old Edna Simmons of Marshall, who died Friday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. Tuesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1:30. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.